Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, there's a lot of people around here that need some help. But luckily, they have us here to help them out.
I'm here for you people.
Well, we're actually going to be here for a couple of our coworkers.
What happened?
Well, something you ever hear people say something or do something and it's almost a cry for help? I feel like I heard some of that today. So we'll get to something I saw tweeted during our show. But can we start with the morning show today? So Joe is back. Joe DeCamera is back on the show this morning.
Yeah, he went on vacay.
He was off for a few days. And he obviously earned the right to enjoy himself. They called PTO days. And he was telling the story that he was down, I think it was in Bermuda, with Fred Barnett. And they were on a boat. And then everyone jumped in the water to kind of hang out in the ocean for a little bit and swim around. But it sounds like Joe needed a pool noodle to stay afloat. Let's hear some of that this morning.
Yes. We had like 35, 40 people all in the water.
It was on the boat?
But how did you do that?
Because
you don't swim.
I had the same thing the kids had.
You wore the floaties?
No, it's a floaty. But the noodle thing.
By the way,
all the adults had the
you
noodle.
You had to use a crutch noodle.
Guys, we were out there for like 30 minutes. Nobody wants to keep yourself up for 30 minutes.
Crutch noodle.
Yes, I used the noodle.
Everybody
used the noodle.
No, they didn't.
I swear to God, I didn't see one person without the noodle. I'm being honest with you. Who would want to be out there for 30 minutes
if you can't put your
you can't put your feet down? Everybody used the noodle.
Everyone needed the noodle. That's
I would
the
agree.
That's,
I will agree. That, there I, will, you go. I agree with that. Not everybody needed the noodle. I did.
Mm. Your reaction to Joe jumping off Fred Barnett's boat with the noodle?
So, per what Joe said, Fred Barnett had a noodle as well because he said all the grown folks had noodles.
It sounds like Fred Barnett also used the noodle. Yes, in the ocean.
That's a lot.
That sounds like Mad Libs. Joe DeCamera, boat, Fred Barnett noodle. Put it together in a sentence.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, isn't that what he said? Pool noodle.
That's a lot. Because I have things that I want to say, but I probably...
Well, yeah, well, I'm, you know, I'm, we're I'm already...
Right up, you know what I'm saying? I'm right up against it.
We're already going to have to address this with the boss. It's this entire 4-hour show today.
Right up against it, man. And I don't, you know, but it's like grown-ass man pool noodle.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we're just reacting to what was already said on the
air today.
That's right. Yeah, we didn't make this up.
Okay. And my thing is this, because I'm like, didn't you blow up his bathroom last year?
Yes, and then blamed it on a small child.
And then
poor kid.
You go back to back. You went back to back. Like you went back there.
Back to Fred's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
After you,
yes,
you
just to be clear.
You know what I mean? to the scene of the crime, if you will.
Well, he doesn't admit to the crime. Even though everywhere, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. Joe the Camera seems like a high maintenance guest, if you will.
But yet he keeps getting the invitation back. Yeah, I mean, that's whole thing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, who's turning down trips to Bermuda, right? You know, like a place to stay?
I'm going to have to stick up for him a little bit here, though.
For Joe or Fred?
Joe. Well, if you feel like sticking up for Fred goes without saying. if you're gonna blow up his bathroom and then blame a kid.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Poor Fred,
yeah. But like, if you're hanging out in the water, like, they kind of brought it up. Like, you're not sitting there treading. That's going to be tiring, man.
It
like,
is.
I would need something to float around on. Like, what's the problem with...
But why
when
you
go
okay,
in, why,
you
when
in
you go in pools, you sit
anyway?
In a tube sometimes, right?
Like, yeah.
But why are you in the water that
It's a floating instrument.
Anyway?
Well, they're hanging out in the water.
It's okay. Bermuda.
You know
Probably
what?
A drink
you
in
wouldn't,
hand. Yeah.
Because of the wool fields, but...
It sounds fun, actually.
No, you know what's funny? When I was in Georgia, they used to do something called shooting a hooch, right?
Okay, what is that?
And that's when they would have, like, people would get their little liquor, and to your point, and they would have the inner tube, and they would just go down to Chattahoochee and drinking beers and just shooting hooch.
Sounds fun.
But there's one problem with that. They got them deadly snakes water moccasins and stuff in the water.
Yeah, you don't want a snake in the hooch.
Yeah, you don't want, you definitely don't want a snake in the hooch. But they do that, and they rent, it was somewhere, I forgot where it was, in Georgia, but... Like, well, I guess it's by the Chattahoochee, where they rent inner tubes and people would shoot the hooch. Get out there and drink a little, you know, liquor and just sit on the Chattahoochee drinking and, you know,
but
in the inner tube.
That's not a problem probably off the coast of Bermuda. That's a different spot.
Yeah, I'm not getting in the water anyway.
Even
with a pool noodle. No, I'm not getting in the water.
All right.
Richie was also, I think there was a thing that they were going back and forth on. Joe won't even... Like jump into a pool?
Yeah,
he
climbs in using the ladder.
That's
he
wait a minute, what?
When he gets in a pool or this case scenario in the ocean, he walked off the steps instead of taking a little plunge.
You said because the water was cold or something. He wanted to shock his system.
Well, no, I think he's had a traumatic experience jumping into a pool before.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah. That's how he made it seem.
Like it was too cold, or like something bad happened.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, look at him now. You never know.
Never recovered.
Was he normal before?
Right. All right. So that we think Joe needs some help there. But Kyle makes a fair point. Everyone's using the noodle. It's not that big of a deal. I also saw this today during the show as we try to help our coworkers out here. I officially think we've gotten to the point of the calendar where Elliot is bored without football.
Because yeah, it's clear.
He tweeted this.
What did he say?
Have been thinking a lot recently about what are the best franchises in NFL history. Here's how I would rank them. All right. I'm going to read the list to you. Hugh, the first four franchises, I don't have any gripes with, right? He has Packers, Steelers, 49ers, Cowboys, right? Mm-hmm. If we're going historically, right, that's fine.
That's about right.
They've obviously had a lot of success, those four franchises. He has the Bears at 5, the Patriots at 6.
The Bears at 5.
The Bears over the Patriots. The Bears haven't won a Super Bowl since the 80s.
They ain't sniffed one in a while.
They haven't sniffed one in a long time. They've never had a 4,000-yard passer. The Patriots had the greatest quarterback of all time.
What is it? Yeah, boy. Okay, wait a minute. Maybe he's talking about...
Pre-Super Bowl?
Well, the history.
But I know.
That George Halas, Coach Halas, Halas Hall, and
yeah,
all.
Bears. We got to focus more on the modern history.
Well, some people.
The Bears.
Some people.
Elliot doesn't remember George Halas.
I know he doesn't. I'm trying to help Elliot out because, you know, I'm all for Elliot living his truth. And I'm trying to figure out where Elliot might have been going with his list. Because to your point, recent history. We definitely had a Patriots over the Bears.
By a lot.
But I think he's talking about, you know, legacy teams.
Okay.
Like legacy franchises.
Can I finish the list?
Yes.
He then goes to, Patriots 6, Giants 7, Eagles 8, Washington 9, Lions 10. And then he said, honorable mention 11, the Chiefs.
What?
The Chiefs are below the Lions. Who have never won a Super Bowl.
But defend that one, Hugh.
They've never been to the Super Bowl.
Hey, maybe I should have got the whole list before I...
Like,
that's a bad one. Now, that's a bad one.
Even if you want to do the history thing, they haven't won a championship since 1957.
One. The Lions, right? Yeah.
They also were the first team to go 0-16. I mean, like, they're a legitimate embarrassment.
They're one of the bottom franchises.
Correct. I mean, if you wanted to go with the history thing and you wanted to use... Like, if you wanted to say the Browns... because they won, what, they win like eight titles in a row or something? Like, they were good in the 60s. Like,
Jim Brown,
Browns were a once proud franchise.
Yeah.
Like, that, I could make
you
a little bit of
mind
sense.
Around, yeah.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, Elliot went off the deep end with that.
The Lions over the Chiefs? NFL history?
You got to figure out his rationale. I don't know what his rationale for that one is.
Well, there is. I'm telling you, he's bored without football. Elliot needs training camp to start immediately. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Debbie in Glenside. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, how you doing, Joe? Hey, hey, Hugh.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi to call.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Well, I wasn't going to call. I can give my take on the Harper thing. I actually really wanted to give my two cents on the fitness into age thing. So first, Harper. Yes, I'm in both camps. I think that they are okay for a little while during the regular season, but because they're unpredictable, I can't be 100% with that, but I think they need him in the postseason.
I think we see it pretty similar, yeah. Debbie. They can get through this regular season, but yeah, the biggest games, October, that's when we need to get that wrist healthy for. All right, so what's your thought on the whole 50 thing?
50 is not old. I'm 71. I was a maniac at 50. And I just want to say something about the whole fitness into age. This is something I've been focusing on since I was 24 years old. I made sure I exercised. I changed my whole diet several times until I got what worked. And the important thing to note is something like what you said earlier, is that you have to begin this when you're young. It's too hard to wait and then try to do it then. So I started young just because I was interested in it. And the thing I really want to add as part of the PSA is that when you do this, and if you have kids, you're an example for your kids, and they observe this in one way or another. And I know my kids all like tend to their bodies, and at least they'll realize that as they get older, they're really going to have to focus on that a little bit more. And it's a good thing because, I mean, I run. I do a flexibility and strength routine in the morning. I do my own yard work. I'm always, when we have a big rain and the branches fall, I throw them up. And I'm happy to do that. It's fun.
Well, Debbie, I'm glad you shared this. And I agree with you, and I agree with you. It is important. And it's important to start as young as you can. Debbie, we appreciate it. And how about that? 71, and she's in good health because she started young.
I'm stuck on Maniac, though, because I had questions. But I don't think they would have been appropriate. Because I needed specifics.
I tried to protect
it. It goes without saying. Yeah. We'll leave it there.
Yeah.
That's why Joe didn't let me talk.
No, I didn't. I thought she delivered a nice message, and I wasn't going to let you go down
like,
a rabbit hole and destroy it.
Because when you say Maniac, and you've lived the life that Debbie's lived. A healthy life. And she says she work out, so she probably tightly framed up, like she got a nice body. I'm wondering what that mean, you know?
That's good. Let's leave it there.
Just saying. When somebody tell you that, hey, I was kind of wild. Okay, what exactly does that mean?
Well, I think she was trying to get to a larger point, which was the exercise from a young age.
But I like the sometimes the devil's in the details. I'm just saying.
I know. It is. Let's go to William in Jenkintown.
I like how you just glossed all that. You just kept it moving.
I'm trying to protect you. William, what's up?
Not much. Hey, yeah, I think we need Bryce Harper back. I don't
I don't trust this team without him. And then Elliott's in his own world with that ranking, and I think he just proves it with putting the Bears ahead of the Patriots.
It's insane, William. Yeah, they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1985. It's crazy.
I don't think they've won a. No, have they been to a Super Bowl this century?
They went. When Brian Urlacher
was there.
Right, yeah. When Peyton Manning won his first one, it was against the Bears. 2005, 2006, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. I saw that when I woke up. This
Love
morning.
You as
I was
a coach.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I just don't. Sometimes I want to get inside his brain and just see what's going on with it. Half the time, he's a guy. But now I'm back in on the Phillies.
Well, I think most of us are right now, and hopefully they could keep this up, William, because they're playing good baseball right now.
Yeah, I went back to the girlfriend because they made me happy again. So I called her on Friday and said, "Let's get back together," and she said, "Okay."
How about that?
Oh, you okay? Congratulations!
Yeah, that's great, William.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if she stays normal.
Response to that? All right. It'll be all right, William.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Keep plugging along. We appreciate the phone call.
Almost time for us to go.
Just keep plugging along.
I think we were looking for the one to send to for the Marconi that you send this show in. This 4-hour block. This is the one WIB needs to
send it over to the FCC.
I had questions. I left it alone. I did. I think I did pretty good.
You have a lot of questions.
Because when you say it like that, doesn't it lend itself to more questions? Aren't you curious?
Yes. Yeah, but you ever? Yeah, sometimes
them within. Sometimes ask them.
But sometimes it's best not to pry.
No, I want to know.
I know.
We know.
I always think like maybe I don't want to hear the answer.
No, but I'm not gonna pry.
But I guess
because he's not gonna, he can't respond. What is his definition of crazy though? I mean, what is she doing? Because like number two things.
Here we go.
You're going back. But you worried about the crazy, so why? What's going on? Why you keep coming back to the crazy?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's good enough to go back.
You know, buddy.
Don't you always say I was undefeated?
You know,
we call it that good gouda.
Oh boy, it's now time for you people. That's enough.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
The warning signs for this one were early, because very early on, someone just said, it's too damn hot for this.
Yeah, that's about right.
Catastrophizing is a big word. I way overshot the IQ of the show.
Oh, if you had it at average, you overshot it. Yeah, yeah. Come on now.
Someone said, just because Hugh might not be able to spit the word out doesn't make it a big word.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That wasn't my fault.
We really were like children learning a new word today. Like you, when Devin said that, you guys, you looked at each other like, wait, we got to look this up.
No.
What is she saying?
Kyle said, is that a real word? I said, I'm going to look it up.
I was unsure. I'm glad you looked it up.
That was a good word, though. Dev hit us with a good word. Yep. Now, you know what? She has to do that every time we talk to her.
I like that.
She has to. Dev, if you're listening, every time you talk to us.
With Devin's word of the day.
You have to give us a new big old word, and we're going to just work it into
and
the show.
And Hugh has to try and say it. This is just as an aside, but I don't know how this theory has never come up before. The origin of the defense is a luxury take. Hugh treated defense like a luxury in Jacksonville.
That's true. And they got you out of there.
They got me out of there quick.
It makes sense. So we've had a banner day for reads on the show. I mean, Joe and I even had a little bit of a snafu there.
Yep.
But we had this from Hugh earlier.
And that was what they've done for the first half injury. Can't get that out. That was kind of hard to read.
Off the heels of this the other day, too.
This 4th of July, you can celebrate with big savings at the Mattress Warehouse.
Yeah. Some say we might owe our sponsors their money back today.
Some being the sponsors. They're the ones saying that.
They like it because it's original.
Yes. And we'll mention Fanatics again. Just for them.
A new idea to promote a business. Butcher the name of the business. Yeah. That's originality right there.
That was not my fault. That was Moses' fault. And that was what they've done for the first half injury. Can't get that out. That was kind of hard to read. I can't do that because then my last time reading for them again.
Some people gave you some support, though. You'll get them next time, Hugh.
Like a kid at Little League.
Yep. Hey, don't worry about it, buddy. We'll get him the next go round.
What's harder, the Phillies winning for a stretch without Bryce or Hugh completing an ad at the end of his segment?
Oh, that's obvious. Not
hey,
the Phillies.
The ad, sometimes them ads be kicking my ass.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Today's company, it was the first time you were doing that.
I was
right?
The first time because I was like, wait a minute.
It might be the last.
They're not coming back.
let's hear what today sounded like.
Oh, like a strike of lightning.
Oh, my God. What was that?
That's what they've done for the first half injuries. Yeah. Can't get that out. That was kind of hard to read.
Bruh. It was a rough day.
It felt like 10 seconds of dead air. I looked over like, is he okay?
Summer calling you heat stroke you after today.
Oh, add that to the list for next year's bracket.
Are we even sure English isn't Hugh's second language?
I'm not.
I can't say nothing about it. I butchered those today.
We know it's not Spanish either after the Cinco de Dos incident from a while ago.
Heatstroke Hugh has got real potential. Every day it's hot, he's going to point back to that. Well, it's hot. I mean. Yep.
And then the old jokes just started flying for Hugh. Hugh is old. I've seen Boy Scouts helping him cross the street to get to work.
No. You know, I guess I'm going to tell you this too. When I did go to the strip club, when one of the strippers called me sir, that was...
Oh, that you got sirred?
Thank you, sir.
Well, I saw you in the airport. It wasn't a pretty sight.
Well, and then whenever he hit his head on the over thing,
I hate that Kyle was behind me.
Carry on.
That was bad.
I looked the worst in that situation.
The lady was like, oh my God, are you okay?
Oh, you're laughing at
me. I looked like I was just laughing at some random guy. He's old.
Leave him alone. He's an old person.
It's not nice to laugh at an old elderly person as they struggle, Kyle. That's what you were doing that day.
Today wasn't the first bit of evidence, though, that we've had of Hugh looking old on the show. I mean, he can't even control his bowels when he's in the studio.
It's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel's going to stay there. I didn't fart. I'm never going to live it down.
Not a soul believes you.
I didn't fart.
We've been making analogies for the age, too.
Yeah.
It's the last thing we got here. Hugh came out of halftime and made no adjustments. Overtime not guaranteed.
So I would say today's show is a show where you come out of halftime, you make adjustments. We just happened to get worse.
We kind of leaned into it a little bit.
Yeah, the floodgates opened at halftime. We packed it.
I gotta get this.
We'll just regroup for tomorrow.
I gotta get this. I'm about to run an 8-leg today.
Well, that's good.
I'm about to run this 8-leg.
This is what the people need at the end of the
show.
How'd you do yesterday?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I ran a 4-leg yesterday. But only one of the legs hit, and that was the Braves beat the Mets.
When you say you ran a 4-leg, I think some people may casually hear that as you're doing some sort of competition. This is a parlay.
No, I'm talking about a parlay. Yeah, and I ran a 4-leg parlay.
Yeah, how many legs hit?
Only one.
Yesterday,
the parlay ran you, buddy.
Yeah, I got ran. But today, I picked up one today. I think I'm running this 8-leg today.
You got Phils?
No, I didn't pick the Phils. Mm. I didn't.
Ooh,
put
you're
them
worried
in my...
about this road trip, aren't you?
No, I didn't put them in my parlay. I like them. I like the, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't put them in my parlay.
Yeah, I put them in the parlay.
I like the Phils when they're at home. But I picked, you know what?
Come on, put them in the parlay, Hugh.
Let's go!
Okay, we'll put them in the parlay. I mean, but then I mean, I got to do it on the parlay. So we're going to put a parlay together. Let's put one together.
Yeah, 9
legs.
Those are the ones that hit all the time.
I mean, I already set one, so I got to bet again. So what we bet? Yeah. What we bet? We betting the Phils today? We want to bet the Phils?
Yeah.
I'm feeling lucky. Go.
Well, I mean, they're doing well without Harper. They're fine.
Oh, so
we got Ranger on the mound against the Astros.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Wait a minute. Let me go ahead and get to it. Okay, we got Schwarber home run.
Yep.
Schwarber home run. What else are we working with?
Now, you know what I'm feeling tonight?
What you feeling tonight?
Otto Kemp's first dinger to the Crawford boxes. Otto Kemp. Homer tonight.
Wait a minute. Let me get my Schwarber.
Like a plus. And let me get my, like a plus 500 for Otto.
Let me see.
It's going deep.
Okay. Yeah, it is. So see. Okay, we going Otto.
Otto.
Okay.
First one, major league career.
Okay. So what else we doing?
I mean, you're the gambler. I gave you a leg.
No, I'm saying I'm just asking. So we going
Phillies money line.
We got Otto. Definitely going the money line.
Stinger Tuesday. You got a profit boost as you heard earlier when I didn't have the read and then Kyle gave it to me.
Think Philly's money line. Yeah. We got Schwarber.
If anyone could understand any of those reads, I'm not sure.
Today was a bad day for reads. RIP to reads.
All right, you work on the parlay. We're going to hand it off to the
extra innings. Yeah, we about to do that.
You're putting no extra innings as one of the legs of the parlay?
No, I'm definitely not putting that in. I'm just saying no extra. I was talking to myself while I was putting this parlay together. Because, you know, I like to run. I like to lead, like even numbers, so it's got to be a four-legger.
I was talking to myself. Sounds like this show today.
As long as I don't answer, I'm good. As long as I don't read, you know. Oh, Alec Boehm, record a hit. I'm going to do that. Oh, we got a four-legger. $2. Ooh, that's some nice odds. Let me see what we got. $2. That's going to get us $100.
Yeah.
Here we go. We about to be rolling in the money.
Yeah, we're rolling out of here is what we're doing. Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.